Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Have you ever wondered where ancestors really came from? Or if we're all from Adam and Eve? Or if we're all family? How do we get different nationalities?
Also, have you ever thought how the human population expanded? So many questions that we need to answer, but we're here to explain everything.
Do you know where the family line starts? Well, in the Bible, the long, long line starts off from Adam and Eve. They were created by God to grow the population on Earth. They had three children, Abel, Cain, and Seth.
After that, those three children had kids, and then those kids had kids, and so the population grew to this day. Wait, there's Ellie. Hi, Ellie. Recently, I've been learning about ancestors. How about informing you a bit?
Sounds great. What even are ancestors, really?
Well, think about a tree. It's like a tall tree that goes on forever. It's our family line. And guess, someone born thousands of years ago is related to us. Crazy, right?
Well, I've never really thought about that, but I'm definitely looking forward to learn more.
Well, scientists say that the first humans were evolved in Africa. Even crazier, humans were transformed from apes. They were developed around 4 to 7 million years ago, but in religion, Adam and Eve were the first humans on Earth.
Have you ever thought about how our human population expanded?
No, not really.
Well, that's okay. I'm here to tell you. Tens of thousands of years ago, when the first humans invented agriculture, there were over 1 million humans on Earth. The growth has been driven largely by increasing numbers of people surviving to reproductive age. Humans have produced large quantities of food, water, and have been learning how to control diseases.
Wait, if in the Bible the first humans were Adam and Eve, does that mean we're all sort of related?
Well, not fully, but basic math shows that everyone on this earth shares at least one ancestor. This data was revealed in the 21st century. Humans had done an experiment around the 1900s to 2000 to find out what builds up a human DNA, finding out that everyone at least shared one ancestor.
That's interesting. Ellie, do you know who were the first people on Earth?
Oh, actually, yes.
Great, can you tell me about it?
Sure. The first humans on Earth were not really humans. They were called Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens are the human version of apes. The apes formed over time into humans over 300,000 years ago, and the first fossil was discovered in the late 1860s to 1890s.
Have you ever wondered where our last names came from?
No, I haven't really.
Anyways, I'm here to tell you. Back in the Bible, they didn't really have last names, but maybe 2 to 3 first names, which we commonly use as our last names in present time now. In conclusion to our podcast, we have come to an end.
Our main goal is to inform you about how the ancestor line works, etc. I surely hope you've gained a lot of information from this.
Unfortunately, that's all for today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye!